नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 एंड 28
श्री भगवान उवाच
वेथेदम
द्रोणपुत्रस्य
ब्राह्मण अस्त्रं प्रदर्शितम् नैवासौ वेद संहारम् प्राणबाध उपस्थिते
श्री भगवान उवाच
वेथेदं द्रोणपुत्रस्य
ब्राह्मण अस्त्रं प्रदर्शितम्
नैवैसौ वेद संहारम् प्राणबाध उपस्थिते
अस्तं प्रत्यक्षदर्शनम्
जह्यस्त्रतेज उन्नद्धम् अस्त्रोऽग्नो हि अस्त्रतेजसा श्री भगवान
द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड
उवाच
सेड
Just know from me.
Idam. This.
Drona Putrasya. The son of Drona. Brahman Astram.
Hymns of the Brahma.
Vepan.
Pradarshitam.
Exhibited.
Not.
Eva. Even.
Asau. He.
Veda.
Know it.
Samharam.
Retraction.
Pranabade. Extinction of life.
Upasthite.
Being eminent. Not.
He.
Certainly.
Asya.
Of it. Anyatamam.
Other.
Kinchit.
Anything.
Astram.
Weapon.
Prati.
Counter.
Avakarkshanam.
Reactionary.
Jahi.
Subdue it.
Astratejah.
The glare of this weapon.
Unnaddham.
Very powerful.
Astragraha.
Expert in military science.
He. As a matter of fact.
Astratejasa.
By the influence of your weapon. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Know from me that this is the act of the son of Drona. He has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy, Brahmastra, and he does not know how to retract the glare. He has helplessly done this, being afraid of imminent death." O Arjuna, only other Brahmastra can counteract this weapon. Since you are expert in the military science, subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon. So please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Know from me, that this is the act of the son of Drona.
That this is the act of the son of Drona.
He has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy.
He has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy.
And he does not know. How to retract the glare. He has helplessly done this. Being afraid of imminent death.
O Arjuna.
Only other Brahmastra can counteract this weapon. Since you are expert in the military science, subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon. Purport. The Brahmastra is similar to the modern nuclear weapon manipulated by atomic energy. The atomic energy works wholly on total combustibility, and so the Brahmastra also acts. It creates an intolerable heat similar to atomic radiation. But the difference is that the atomic bomb is a gross type of nuclear weapon, whereas the Brahmastra is a subtle type of weapon produced by chanting hymns. It is a different science. And in the days gone by, such science was cultivated in the land of Bharatavarsha. The subtle science of chanting hymns is also material, but it has yet to be known by the modern material scientists. Subtle material science is not spiritual, but it has a direct relationship with the spiritual method, which is still subtler. A chanter of hymns knew how to apply the weapon as well as how to retract it. That was perfect knowledge. But the son of Dronacharya, who made use of this subtle science, did not know how to retract. He applied it, being afraid of his imminent death. And thus, the practice was not only improper, but also irreligious. As the son of a Brahmana, he should not have made so many mistakes. And for such gross negligence of duty, he was to be punished by the Lord himself. For the atomic bombs, there is no counter weapon to neutralize the effects. But by subtle science, the action of a Brahmastra can be counteracted. And those who were expert in the military science in those days could counteract the Brahmastra. The son of Dronacharya did not know the art of counteracting the weapon, and therefore Arjuna was asked to counteract it by the power of his own weapon. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमामि विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री भगवान उवाच वेत्थेदम द्रोणपुत्रस्य ब्राह्मण अस्त्रम प्रदर्शितम नैवासौ वेद संहारम Pranabad upasthite. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Know from me that this is the act of the son of Drona. He has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy and he does not know how to retract the glare. He has helplessly done this, being afraid of imminent death. Na hya asyam tamam kinchid astram pratyavakarshanam jahyastra tej unnaddha astrakya hi astra tejasa. O Arjuna, only another Brahmastra can counteract this weapon. Since you are expert in the military science, subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon. So we saw yesterday that when Ashwatthama released Brahmastra, Arjuna saw this big glare coming towards him. So he immediately approached Krishna and asked Krishna, what is this glare about? And before that we saw that he was glorifying Krishna in many ways. And then as we saw the purport, that's the system. If you want to ask questions, then you have to first glorify the person who you are asking. Because then he will be willingly tell you the answer. You know. He will know that, yes, this person is serious, sincere. So to show our sincerity and also as a matter of etiquette, we have to do that. So Arjuna did that properly, although Krishna was his friend. The war was over. But now Arjuna knew who Krishna was. And because during the, in the beginning, in Bhagavad Gita, there is one portion where Arjuna, when he comes to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he sees the Virata Swarupa, he immediately asks for forgiveness from Krishna. He says, oh Krishna, please forgive me because I treated you sometime like an ordinary human being. I treated you like a friend. I was keeping my hand on your shoulder. And you know, I might have said something undesirable. You are the Supreme God. So I should not have done that. And Krishna, of course, doesn't take much notice of that. He says, it's all right. Because Krishna had made it him unavailable using his yoga maya. So now we see that this Brahmastra is a, Prabhupada describes, is a nuclear weapon. You know? So in the Mahabharata war, there were nuclear weapons used. There are some craters available to see, you know, if you go to Kurukshetra, you can see some places where a big ditch is there and that's supposed to be, and then of course that's an old, 5,000 years back, more than 5,000 years back, so it may have diminished to some extent, but it is still there, some signs are available. And this Brahmastra, interestingly, all astras, you know, you see that just like a small arrow, what it can do. But when you make the same arrow strong by mantra, then it can create big problems. Like this Brahmastra, it's just a glare. You know, it's not, Vajrastra is different. Indra was using Vajrastra. But here it is Brahmastra. So not that some people say, oh, astra given by Brahma or something like that. But here the main meaning is that the astra, the weapon which was made powerful by chanting mantras. And now, as we see, Ashwatthama has been making mistakes. You know, first he killed the five sons of Draupadi. And now, when he sees Arjuna approaching him, Arjuna starts chasing him on his chariot. And that's why Krishna is with him. And when Ashwatthama sees that, he is scared of death. You know. He knows that once Arjuna comes face to face, he knew the power of Arjuna. So he literally reacted to that fear. You know, when we are afraid, when we are too much scared, then we use our last weapon, whatever we have, you know. Somebody attacks you, then suddenly you get a lot of strength. I don't know whether you noticed, you know, when some small little dog is attacked by other dogs, you know, he'll be cornered, you know, he'll go, his tail will be within his legs, everything. But suddenly when he sees that there is nothing left now for him, he attacks back, you know. Again, suddenly his teeth will come out and he will attack back with whatever force he has. You know, he may not last, but he'll try. The same way the situation, you know, it's a desperate situation. So, Ashwatthama, son of Dronacharya, was in that desperate situation and he released the Brahmastra, not realizing that he cannot retract it. That means it has to now hit somebody. Nothing can be done, it cannot be stopped. And these astras are like that, you know, that once you release them, then they will do their job. So here, he does it. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, because Arjuna doesn't know what's happening. So Krishna knows everything, he is Supreme Lord. So he says, it is Dronacharya's son. He has done it, but now he doesn't know how to retract it. So this is going to create havoc. Arjuna, because Krishna is now concerned about everybody else. You know, Arjuna is okay. He's one of them, but he's going to destroy everything, you know, like this Brahmastra is so powerful that it can destroy the whole universe, the whole planet. Not universe, but at least the planet. So he told him that he doesn't know it, he doesn't know how to retract, but you know it. You do it, please. Krishna is just telling, because Arjuna asks, what should we do? And Krishna's immediate answer is, you just retract it. Astragya, he says, you are expert in military science. And then, what you do? Astratejasa. By the influence of your weapon, you avakarshanam, you know. That is prati avakarshanam, counter reaction. There is a reaction, there is a counter reaction. So he says, you do that. So now we'll see how Krishna, how Arjuna releases, and then what happens. That will be described in the next shlokas. So I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can take that up. Thank you. Hare Krishna.